The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Another beautiful day for a good show. Thank you for tuning in. Off the top, I want to say I am, and I need for you to adapt that into your everyday life. And at the end of I am, you add what you intend for yourself. I am successful. I am happy. I am rich, if that's what you're looking for. I am healthy. I said that already. And all the things, because I am is addressing yourself as God. I am that all that I am. And all the things, and acknowledging who you are and the power you possess and the strength that you carry with you every day, you could use it as I am. When you introduce yourself to anybody, you may start out by saying I am. I am is a very powerful phrase for you to take on with you from here on in, because you are all that there is. You're part of that great wave. You're part of that big strength. I am. And you put whatever it is that you hope to intend, you hope to become, in front after the I am part. And please don't add I am not, or I can't, I am all those other things, because it is not possible. All things are possible. And you need to understand that simply by saying I am all the great things that exist. This is what I hope to bring into my life. I am. That's how you introduce yourself. And you are telling them that you are God. A lot of people don't want to believe that. I can't help that much. I could simply just open the door and hope you would look in and find what you're searching for. Welcome to everyone. What we do here is we try to raise you up to a higher level of consciousness, for you to realize that all things that are great is within you, for you to know that the things that you say in life really matters. The conversation carries a major part of your existence, and what you are now is what you would have thought or said about yourself some time ago. So please change that. Raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness and fully realize that you are a great existence. You were not an accident, no such thing as a coincidence, and you were thought out. You are very special. We want you to live your maximum self, to be the biggest you could possibly be and get the great things from life. And all you do is you allow yourself to be risen up to a higher level of consciousness, for you to know thyself, for you to know who you are, for you to understand that you can manifest anything you want in life, good health, riches, happiness, a great partner. All these things are within you. If you go to war thinking you are going to lose, there's no need for you to go. You've already lost by the thoughts that you've projected in front of you. And you're on your journey through life. It is a great practice for you to look at what you want to become. And when you look at it long enough, you will one day realize you are that you've been looking at, much as you are what you are today because of what you've looked at in the past. When you showed up here, you showed up with all the credentials, everything that is required for you to have a super life. You're not alone. You're never alone. You're connected to every other living being that exists here. Your thoughts are not really just unique to you. They come across the board because they exist in the universe that you are part of. And I say to you that you're not a part of the universe. Sorry, the universe. You're not in the universe. The universe is in you. We need you to wake up to that realization. You are big and you are strong. If where you're carrying your weaknesses is where the strength is supposed to be, you need to remove one, and in place, the other will take that room, that space, and make you the greatness that you want to be for yourself. Do not give up on anything. You're not alone. You're part of all of this great creation, which makes us one. We are only one race, and it's called the human race. And we should work together and live among each other in unity without having to be fighting one another. If you carry in hate, chances are you haven't had an opportunity to carry love. The way to do this all is to remove that hate, and you don't have to touch it. Just increase the strength of the love, and it will increase itself enough that there's no room inside that cavity to carry on hate. Welcome again to the show. We thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of it. And today we're hoping to get you closer to understanding your spirituality, for you to understand where you exist, what your role is as to why you've come here and what you are to do while you're here. Of course, part of it is to understand your purpose and to understand exactly thyself, who you are. A great search that we do a lot, we talk about a lot, is the fact that you need to find yourself on a journey to self acknowledgement. Don't ever stop searching for who you are until you found it. Because in the midst of doing all that, you're not living the true you. You are simply just attaching yourself to something which is what is considered false identity, and you will live the remainder of your life doing that. Wake up, step away from it, get into understanding yourself, step on a path that will teach you how to meditate and teach you how to connect to the spiritual world, which you are a part of. You didn't disconnect from it, you simply don't acknowledge the existence of it. We talk about this so we could get you back to a path where you belong. Long time ago, we lived that way. We had more unity and less war. Once you find yourself, the beauty is others will recognize that in you and hopefully take the search of finding themselves. Seek and you will find. Wake up to the reality of you being the superior being that exists, not among others, but among the creators of this planet, which is yourself. Wake up and realize that. Thank you for joining the show. It's a long way for me to get to that. Thank you for being there. For all the listeners from anywhere you are, wherever you are in the world listening to this show today, thank you for tuning in. I thank the longtime listeners and the new listeners as well. And to everybody, I say, welcome, welcome home. Home being the place where you belong and where you've always been a part of and will always be attached to. It is a spiritual world. This is a home I refer to. Thank you again for being here. So what we want to talk about today a little bit is how the thoughts that you have now has brought you to where you are. How did that happen? Where did that interject itself into your life? How did it just happen to fall in your lap? And today you're living a life based on a path that was probably not intended for you, or it's definitely what your own intention for your path to be. So we're trying to figure out or ask these questions is, how did we get there? Was it by how you were raised, the influence, the culture, the music, the abuse or non-abuse, the happy or the sad, the anger, whatever it was that you may have been a part of, it probably brings you to a place today that you're not feeling all that great about. We talk about our spirituality a lot. We want you to join yourself to it, understand what it is, and bring you to a realization of your true self and your purpose. If the thoughts that were given to you many years ago in your early years, and I said last week on the show that we generally only get about 5 years to interject all this greatness or whatever it is that we're passing on to our children, and after that they're full, doesn't necessarily mean you throw them out at 5 or 6, give them the walking papers. It simply means that whatever it is that you're hoping to put into them for life, they would have inherited that within their first 5 years of existence of the human body. What are those thoughts that you're giving them, and what are the guidance that you're offering them, and what is the strength that you want them to hopefully carry on? If you don't have that, can you honestly pass it on? Remember that our children don't necessarily learn from what we've said. They try not to listen, I'm convinced of that, but they learn a lot from what they see and our actions, which speaks greater volume than our words. The children will understand most things when you are trying to convince them of other things. Like, for example, I think we all at some point talk about a Christmas gift and it's being brought by this man and he'll deliver it to you while you're asleep at nighttime and things like that. We do this as a fun thing for the children as they grow old, and they get to a certain age where they said, hey, wait a minute, cut, how's that even possible? And you know, they fall away from it, and they themselves at that time will understand why such message needed to be given. Some of the lessons are easily explained away as to why we did it, why we're doing it. And some of them are not so easy, because most of us are totally convinced in everything that we were told to be truth. And then of course we pass it on to our children, not knowing full well if it's truth. And we generally try to go through our existence, taking what we consider most favorable to us, and we pass it on to our children. And what's not, we dismiss it as not true or no good or bad for you. It's all a part of our parenting. Now, I can't give you advice on parenting because, you know, mine is great for me. I'm not sure if it would be for anyone else, and what you choose to do. Hopefully, you're licensed for it and you're great at it, and you're going to make awesome children when you pass them off into the world. The information that we talk about, though, is I'm wondering if the message that you pass into them is actual truth and the real truth of life, or is it just truth because somebody's convincing you it is the way? You may believe at some point that this is the absolute truth, and of course you believe that because you've been believing it for so long. That same old line goes through: if you believe it long enough, obviously it'll be the truth, or not the truth, the lies, or whatever, you know. The information that we pass on, we think we're doing a great service to our children, and by all means we are, absolutely, because we don't mean them any ill will whatsoever. But are we passing on truth? What do I suggest you do? I can't tell you to put the kids in the back room while they develop themselves for 5 years, and then they'll come and interact with you, and then things will be great from there. But I'm saying that if you were connected to a divine method to gain information, then what you will pass on is the truth of our existence. If you were connected through a spiritual existence, your action, your behavior, your thoughts, your words, your everything will be in reaction to what you are being, say, downloaded to. You're downloading information from the universe through the spiritual path. And the guidance that you will pass on is what you've gotten, which would have been the truth. Not interpretive, not created or power for someone or wealth for others. It is just the truth of the land and how you live. We have no way of changing the world, but we have all the control in the world of changing you. And doing that is what you will definitely be thinking about and what you say about yourself. Do not go ahead and verbally beat you up and say, I am not this, I'm not that, I can't, I won't, because that's not true. You can. All things are possible. All you need to do is change the thoughts to get the truth of the information that will come to you once you're connected to it. Are we aimlessly moving around? Like, we don't even know the way we live our lives today, if it's how it's supposed to be. We have no way of knowing that, but the information that would have been given to us by parents, guardian, culture, society would have said this and dictated this. And it, of course, I missed media. We say all these things and we can't really prove if it is the absolute truth. What we can do is find out where the source has come from by our own method of connecting ourselves to a spiritual guidance, yourself, your higher self. And then, and only then, you will find the truth. Have we got anything there, sir?
Well, we got a couple of emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. Please write in right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Anna wrote in and she said, yes, when you talk about saying I am and then something after that, well, I am hungry. Does that count? That's from Anna. Thank you, Anna. Yes, it counts. Go get something to eat. But after the show. Carl wrote in, I am pissed with the economy. That's Carl. And that's it. Back to you.
Hey, Carl and Anna, I suppose I could address both of those. Being hungry, you have the will and the desire to eat, I hope, and there's something available. You are hungry, you should still satisfy that hunger and don't let it dwindle. The same thing fall for Carl, who's not happy about the economy. There's not much we, I suppose, as a collective group, we can, and it's not going in our way, and things go up and down, and from times gets bad and gets a little worse, and a lot of people now are suffering, a lot of people are going through a lot of difficult times based on what's been happening in life. Now, I'm not sure which economy you're referring to. I don't know where the call is from, but on a general note, we have to understand that, you know, some days things are good and other days they're not as good, and we have no control over that. Actually, individually, we don't. I mean, collectively, probably we can. But we will go through good times. Like, some days you're happy and some days you're not happy. Some days you're sad or energetic and the opposite and the other days. These are just natural emotions that happens through life. And of course, it's reflective in our society. When we have cultures or we have economies, as you've said, that is not performing the way it's for us, or for you individually, or for those who are agreeing with you, when it's not performing in that manner, we have to accept the fact that this is not the way it's always been. You're able now to identify the downfall in it. So at one point you were experiencing an uprise in it. Life is like that. All of life is like that. And at some point you are going to feel the downside to it. It does rain from time to time, or it gets cold where I live from time to time. But, you know, most often the sun does come back out and the sun does shine. We have to take a look at this downfall in our entire existence. For the last few years, we've gone through a heck of a roller coaster ride, you know, from being locked up inside and not being able to go out and interact, and the fear and the vaccine and the whole thing that's been going on. We haven't said that for a very long time, but we've gone through a lot in the last few years, I guess from 2020 until it's still going on. It's not fully over, but I think this is probably just a reaction from what happened and how the whole world has changed. And of course, being pissed about how the economy is very natural. I hope not everybody is sharing that with you. It's a delicate balance. At some point, we're gonna move past this and we will go back to what we're used to doing. This too shall pass. I hope that helped. So again, we're going to go back and watch what you say, and you know, don't be angry for long, because that becomes you. Don't be upset for long, because it becomes you. Don't carry a grudge ever, because you know, it's the weight of it is on your back. And forgiveness, I've always said, is a must. So what watch what we say is saying all the positive things that's going to make our lives better for us, saying all the positive things that's going to uplift you, saying all the positive things that's going to make you a greater, stronger, bigger, better person. Be happy inside all the time. Accept the facts that, you know, we have night and day, and we can't be angry that the sun isn't shining 24/7, because it would be just as damaging as it would, as we think it would be good. So we have to accept the good with the bad, or as I like to say, the crooked with the straight, because that's how life works. Our contribution to understanding all of this is to how to get ourselves on a path where we could be tolerant of all that there is to live and move with the flow. I don't know if the animals could tell us that they're having a bad day with the economy, because we can't communicate with them that way. However, I'm sure they experience in their own rise and fall through life, because that's what life does. What we say for ourselves is how to stay on a positive side. What I'm saying is, don't allow yourself to get into the trend of telling you how horrible things are, how bad things are. Don't get on that trend. And I'm sure, you know, it doesn't sound like, I know we all don't live in a peachy key world, if that's really a phrase. We all live in a place where everything will change. There'll be cold and there'll be rain, and there'll be warmth and sunshine. And all of those has a season or a time or a day. And we have to appreciate all of them. The rain is what gives us hope in everything that we do. The sun gives us all of life in everything that we do. And it's sad for some and not so bad for others. Don't get into the fact of thinking, or get on the path of thinking, that this is our doom and it's going to be forever. Always see the glass. Always see your glass as half full. The rest just doesn't exist. Because if you've got your mind on that idea of going in a negative direction, by all means, you're now on your way down the rabbit hole, and this becomes you, and everything around you will be affected by that. Your mood has the ability to affect everything that's around you. And when you see a mess in front of you, that's probably what's going on within your mind, within your head. Clean that mess if you can, if it's a physical one. And anything that you can. Everything around you, the people you attract when you're in a positive state, they're different than the people you attract when you're in a negative state. The people that you have around you every day more than likely are thinking a lot about the same things as you are. So choose that crowd wisely. When you're talking and you're saying and you're disbelieving in your own abilities, please, you got to understand that this is only nailing your foot to the ground, and you won't be able to get up and go after if you survive it. Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up and come to the realization that all things are great within you, and you need to be able to always have a positive spin on life by putting, like I said earlier, the glass is always full. One of the biggest mistakes that we all make is we don't spend enough time with us. We're great fathers, workers, sons, husbands, teachers, bus drivers. We're great at all these things, and we get up every day and we put our effort towards achieving greatness and doing this one thing or things in a perfect way, and we perfect everything. We got to go outside and present ourselves. We make ourselves look great, and we walk out and we go present this image to the world. At some point, you have to come to the realization that the effort that you're putting in for you is not enough. I'm not saying to become more selfish. I'm saying spend more time of learning who you are, spending more time of doing the things that is fantastic for you. Make sure you're happy every single day. Oh, and as a side note, I must say that if you found something to do in life, like a job or something, and you love it and you put all your effort into it, and it's amazing for you, it gives you everything that you desire, makes you feel great at all times, you'll never have to work another day in your life. So make it your life's duty to find that. Anyway, we're talking about being in a place of always be positive and watch what you're saying about you or to yourself or even to others. We've gone through this many times of talking to, please do not send out a negative anything for anyone. If you're sending out this negative whatever for somebody, remember the deliverer only has your address. And you've heard me say that quite a few times. The deliverer only has your address. We talk about wanting to pray for other people. You wanting to pray for other people or asking other people to pray for you. The deliverer only has your address. Whoever is sending out the message, it will be delivered to them, be it negative, like I said earlier, or positive. The messenger, the deliverer, will only have your address to deliver to. So the idea of thinking of praying for somebody, you are doing the praise and you're doing all the great things and you're sending out this fantastic message and hope that the other person will receive it and the prayers would be answered. Well, no, the deliverer only has your message. So praying for someone can't really work. What you can do is introduce them to the idea of praying themselves. And then they're asking directly for the help for themselves. To rely on the fact that somebody else could deliver this and put you into this great spot and deliver great things into your path, you know, it won't work. It's not going to work. You cannot ask somebody or it, the God, the creator, to do well for me. The God, the creator, will have to wait for me to ask for myself. So the idea, and I know this is not going to sit well with a lot of people, the idea of trying to pray for someone, I don't know if that's even possible. Don't wish him any illness or any bad because it comes to you. Don't wish him, you can't wish him good because it's coming to you. So amazing. The best thing you could possibly do is introduce them to a path in which they can get in the method of doing the prayer for themselves. Nobody could bless you or ask for your goodies from another God or creator. It has to come from you. You have to understand that you must ask for what? Seek and you will find. Look, you'll see it. You know, knock, open, all that stuff. But you have to turn around and do the praying for yourself. Because when you're praying to your higher self. You're having a direct conversation with your enlightened self, the God kind, the awoken. That conversation is going directly to that person, which is our creator, which is your creator, which is all connected to all things that exist. The idea of somebody asking for that for you from the creator won't help, because the deliverer only has the message, the address of the messenger. Wake up. And you don't want to hear me say, stop praying for people. Stop doing this. Separate yourself and become, no, that's not what you want to hear. And I'm not saying that either. I'm just explaining how your prayers are good. Great. But I don't know that you could pray for me to have a new car. I have to will that for myself. I have to order that for myself. Suppose you did order it and it showed up and I don't know how to drive, or I'm afraid of cars, or I get a car accident. It won't happen, because only you will know what you truly want. And this is why we talk today about what you think or what you say about yourself. You're the only one who will know what you want. Others will see and think you're lagging. You're missing out. You look as if you're suffering. You look as if you're not doing well. all of that is saying you don't look as good as me. And that's egoic or judgmental. I think every book out there speak about being a judge of others. Everyone. Wake up. Just wake up. Understand the universe is here for you. Understand that your existence on this planet is to live and live well and be successful. Understand that you're missing out on not knowing or doing all that simply because you don't understand the rules, your gift, your choices that you've made. You're missing out on that. Wake up. Wake up to this reality. We weren't delivered here and dumped off and left abandoned. There's nobody coming back to save or rescue you because you don't need to be saved or rescued. You are in perfect form of understanding how to live the biggest possibly that is possible. You just have to wake up. Just wake up. You're fast asleep. Just wake up. Step out of that's been resisting you. Step into something, this, that will propel you. Wake up. See the path. Don't be intimidated by it. The evilest things that you may have done might have been something that was introduced to you a long time ago, and you're not able to shake it off. But believe me, that evil and the good cannot live in the same compartment, ever. So work on the other one that you feel is lagging or others are suggesting that's lagging. We don't have. We're not set here to be left. We have all that we need to live the fantastic life without having to complain about anything. Not suggesting that's what you're doing. We're saying within yourself, go within yourself and find that energy and find that strength within yourself. It's there. It might be a little tiny because you haven't really poked it for a very long time, but it's there. And once you're able to get to that compartment and you find out that it does exist, the life that exists is within you, like it's within all of us, you will exercise that, work on it, build on it, and create that awesome empire, whatever your version of success is. You will find that within you. It's never, ever gone away. You know how when you move in with somebody and, you know, for the first little while there, everything is honkadory and it's great and it's fantastic, and you probably can't keep your hands off each other if it's a partner and stuff like that. It's fantastic. And then after a while, you find that it dwindles away and you're wondering, hey, where's that spontaneity? Where's that action? Where's that staying up until wee hours of the morning to do this? And it's all went away. Well, no, it didn't really go away. It didn't really go away. It just got camouflaged. And, you know, now there's like a mortgage in the middle and probably a kid at the end of the bed and the drop off to soccer and the piano lessons and, you know, the horseback riding, whatever it is that you're doing. All that has come between those moments. But, you know, if you allow it enough time, they'll go away because they're not consistent. And then that moment will come back. But you put a lot of energy and a lot of thoughts into that first few, I don't know, years, months, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden you settled, both of you. You just settled and you accept it for what it is. Well, that spark is there. It's the memory. The cells remember everything, every single thing, including the way you felt at that time. It's still within you. Work on a path in which you could recapture all the zen, the sensation, the greatness that you've experienced. Not to say to dwell in the past, but you bring that forth into doing it now. This is why we say wake up. Wake up and understand your greatness. Watch what you say, because it's important that you don't say the wrong things. Watch what you say. A lot of us are in bad situations, if that's where you are today, because of what you have said or what you're constantly saying to yourself. a lot of the questions I get refer to the fact that, well, I don't think I'm saying these, I don't think I'm thinking these things, and I don't realize I'm saying these things, or I'm unaware of saying these things. I think I'm just doing fantastic. Well, because our minds get all these thoughts throughout the days, every time, all the time, we tend to forget what's been most prevalent, or the most, you know, frequent, if you want to say that way. We forget. But if you were able to not allow all these thoughts to come into your mind by trying desperately not to think of anything when you're in that quiet mode, that quiet moment, that quiet place, if you can allow yourself not to entertain any of the thoughts that come in, as soon as they come, you dismiss them. And they'll keep coming, because that's what they do. They'll keep coming, but as soon as they come, you will dismiss them. Imagine the hourglass being tipped upside down, and of course the sand is now falling to the bottom. Those would be the thoughts trying to get through your mind. And as soon as you practice and practice and practice, like the sand will eventually run out, you will be able to stop those thoughts. And what you have is the clearness. And that's where you're meditating. And that's where you're connected to all that there is. That is the source of our existence. Wake up. Wake up. And stop what you're saying to yourself that's making you hurt or making you feel lesser about you. We had a conversation. We were talking about, can you love and hate? Most people, a lot of people, are not feeling all that great about themselves. And they try to paint and tattooed and make loud noises and just to be recognized and to be noticed or just to be part of. And we go through that in our teenage years, and some take it on throughout the rest of their lives. What if you were content with you? Then none of those would be necessary. Wake up. Imagine the hourglass, like I said. And the thoughts that's coming at you, they constantly just keep coming. But eventually, once you've practiced long enough, you'll know how not to entertain them. And it gives you an opportunity for you to be your true self. We're living, it's interesting, we don't know, I said this earlier, we don't know if the life we're living is the life we're supposed to be living, because most of us are living the way we were told to live. And a lot of people are not happy with it. You can change you. You have that ability within yourself to connect to that super strength. We all do. And yours isn't broken. Just hasn't been used for a while. Or for however long. But if you needed to, you could go there. You could find that. You could reconnect, dust off, clean, sweep, mop, vacuum, do whatever you can to get it shiny again. And I'm talking about the will and the desire to get up and go and to do things. It's all within you. Wake up to that. In the midst of meditation, it slows down all these thoughts that's coming in that's probably keeping you distracted. And you're probably thinking, I don't have 5 minutes to sit down and do anything else because I'm too busy doing this and I'm too busy doing that. And after this, and that was a life that we lived. When I was taking my teenage kids through their soccer and baseball and all pianos and all the things that they were doing, participating in tutoring, I didn't even have a minute to scratch my head. And I didn't realize it. I enjoyed it because it's what I had to do at that moment. I didn't enjoy it at the moment. I'm not telling the full truth. I missed it when it was over. But it was my duty and I did it. My point being is that we get caught up in doing all these things for others when we don't have enough time to do what we're doing. And I do remember throughout all that chaos, and I realized I didn't have time, me time. I had to try to get to bed earlier so I could wake up a little early so I could go for my hour and a half walk before I start my day. And that's the only passage I had to squeeze in something for me, but it is so important that you do squeeze in something for you. Because if you are the driver and you're not driving, that bus has stalled. Just saying all that. Have we got anything else there, sir?
Oh, we got a couple of emails. Let's see. Pauline wrote in. She says, this is a fantastic show today. I'm learning a little bit here. And she's listening from Detroit, Michigan. That's from Pauline. Thank you, Pauline. Donnie said, my father always taught me, love your job first and not the money. If you love your job and are good at it, the money will come. That's from Donnie. Michelle wants to know where she can get your book. A friend of hers told her you had one out. That's from Michelle. Gail said, so I guess I've been wasting my time all these years for praying for other people if it doesn't work. That's from Gail. And Jeremy says, man, Barrington, it looks like you hate religion. Everything that you talk about is the opposite of what most of the people in the world think with whatever religion they agree on. Something must have really happened to you as a youngster. That's from Jeremy, and back to you.
Let's go through these differently because it's making me laugh. If you're interested in the book, you're going to find it at Amazon.ca. It's Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide. That's the name of the book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose, and you could find it on Amazon under Barrington. That's where you'll find that book. And happy, thank you for wanting to get into it, look at it, and your friend who referred it to you. Thank you very much for that. Yes, Donnie, you're actually correct. Your dad or whoever it is told you. Yeah, you have to find your job. And I find it very sad that a lot of these people are choosing the career based on the bottom line, the dollar bottom line as to how much it is. I'm not going into this because it's only paying me $10. I'm going to go do that because it's paying me more than $10 and stuff like that. And they often enough walk away from the true value of having happiness all the time. Yeah, but you're right. You got to find the job that you truly love and make sure you do it. Then it's not a job anymore, right? It's like your hobby that pays you. And the money will come. The more you like it, the more you put effort into it, and the more you'll perfect it, and then the better you'll be. And then you could use that same talent that you've developed doing something that you enjoy and make money. So yeah, Donnie, again, you're correct in saying the money, or your dad, whoever said that to you, the money will eventually show up. But don't let the money be the pinnacle, the primary focus that you go looking for first, because there's no joy in driving down what I call our highway, the Don Valley Parkway, at 7:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. There's no joy in doing that in the middle of the winter, freezing in your vehicle, going to a job to make money, to pay for a bill that's already passed. That is, I don't know what, a cruel and unusual punishment, I think that is. You know, that's just one scenario. And there's a lot of people out there that's going to work every single day, and they don't enjoy it. They don't enjoy the boss. They don't enjoy any aspect of it. And they need to, because they feel they need to. They have no choice. They're stuck. So practice freeing yourself. Practice liberation for yourself. If you are doing it, you've been doing it for a very long time, just continue as you learn the liberation and freeness for yourself. And once you're free, you make a lot of other decisions in life. You've heard me tell the story about the monkey with his hand in the jar. And because he put his hand in the jar and picked up the food, he wasn't able to pull it back out. And he gave up his freedom for what he was holding on to, that poor guy. But then, of course, I always say, who is the true monkey in this situation? Practice freedom for self. And once you're free and you're connected and you're spiritually bound and you're part of this whole spiritual existence, you're still doing the same job, but something will change within you where you may not see the need, and you'll adjust your life accordingly. Because we get stuck in a rut, like the hamster on the wheel, and we don't know how to step out of that. Because we're trying to change. We're using the same method of thoughts we had 10 years ago, in hoping that it'll change things today. Well, no, because you are there in that position or situation because of the thoughts that you carry. In order for you to want to step away from it, you need to practice freeing yourself in a spiritual sense. Become liberated. It'll probably teach you how to be tolerant, more tolerant of the situation that you're complaining about, but it will definitely teach you how to change it. And you may soon enough realize it's not a need, it's a want. And that's really, really hard to adjust ourselves to. It's a want, wow. Okay, so that was Donnie, and that's a long way to go. And from Detroit, Michigan, thank you very much. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Again, without you being there, I couldn't be here. I thank you a lot for taking part of the show. And that's Pauline. Thank you very much. Okay. I explained the book, the greatness of the job. And I said, thank you for Pauline and Gail. Gail said, well, we're talking about praying for others. And she feels as though I just somehow said, you've wasted your time doing all the prayer. No. When you're praying, I hope it's for good things. And as you're praying for good things, if you get this great wealth, you can always share it for those that you're praying for. The idea of sending out the prayer for the delivery or the goodness to be delivered to that person or place or thing, whatever it is that you're praying to, that won't happen. But if you are going to pray for this great bottle of water and you do get it, well, give them some. Offer them some, because the idea of you praying for them to get one, it won't happen. You didn't waste your time. You learned a lot about praying, and I hope you have proof for yourself that the praying does exist and the praying does work, because what you seek, you will find. What you ask for will come. It'll knock at your door. It'll fall in your path. It'll happen. I can't emphasize enough how positive I am that when you seek it, you will find. It's been talked about for many, many, many generations. It exists. When you seek, you will find. And I hope that answers Gail's. So now we're going to go to Jeremy, who talks about, I really, really hate religion. I don't know if I ever said that. And actually, I don't hate anything or anybody. There are things that I do prefer and others that I try to avoid. But the hate is a harsh place, man. And if you start bringing that into you, you're forcing hate and love to live. It's like trying to go up and go down at the same time. One is going to have to reside. And, you know, you may think, or they, people who are doing that, may think it's easy to love one in the morning and hate the other one in the afternoon and put themselves into that constant flip-flop. There's only room for one of those to exist within you. And if you feel that you've got one, then the other is lagging. So to hate something, no. Going back again on the religious thing about hating, no, I can't do that. And no, somebody, I keep getting these calls, emails every once in a while. Somebody is, I don't know if I'm not saying it properly, or I it's not for me. But to say hate, that's a very, very strong word. It's damaging at every level. I'm not for it. I do understand the importance of it and why it's necessary. Do I agree? Well, you know, a lot of the religious believers, you're like me. They hate all other religions, except not hate, but just don't want other religions except for theirs. The other ones are wrong except for theirs. 30,000 religions out there, all of them are made up and foolish except for yours. And that's the difference. But I'm simply saying, no, I don't have a hate for it. You could live the life you want to live. I say open this door and take a good look inside to see if there's something in there that's a little different than what you were taught. And sometimes when you do open that door and take a good look inside to see some of the things that are different that you were taught, then you might want to explain or explore as to why they're different. Why they're so different. I was having a great conversation earlier this week with a buddy of mine, and he's of Jewish faith, and I was at the time very Christian, and we got into this conversation about how all of this becomes what it is. And I said, yeah, well, every group sort of have their own sector that they rally towards. And it's by culture, by religion, by music, food, dance. You know, we find ourselves in these little clubs, and we live our lives within them, and This is how everything is. For most people, they stay within the one box. They stay within the one box. So take a good look at that checkerboard and see how many different boxes are there. And then times that by any number you want to, the biggest possible. And there's more of them out there. And I said, we both said at the time, yeah, he's an awesome musician. This guy is a great drummer. Taught me how to do a little bit of it when I was younger. And the point is, he would say it's so important. We both agree that it's so important that you take your time to look in any other box out there. And for somebody to tell you that's a blast, that's going against the grade, that's not good, that's they don't get it, or it's just fear. But whatever it is, you take a look at the box. And we were raised in one particular culture, and most of us think it's the best way to live. Well, it's the only one you know, right? And you don't really have another one to compare it to, because if you're over here looking across the fence, you can't see all the details of the imprint of the land. But if you were to experience it, and I'm not saying walk away from yours, just open your mind to the existence of other awesomeness like you are experiencing. Wake up. Wake up and just wake up. Wake up. Our lives is designed to give us all that we seek. It's all that we seek. So at birth, somebody had given you this amazing amount of money and education and strength and power. And just how to be an awesome, everything you want to be. Somebody gave that to you. And it's sitting in your back room. And as you're looking out the window, trying to figure out how to go from point A to point B, or Ford going from point A to point B, and you know, all these amazing things that you see, and you just want to be able to do that, well, you have it. You've got it sitting in the back room. And you just have to turn around and look at it and realize what it is that you're out there trying to find. It's already within you. You just need to know how to utilize it, turn it on, activate it, poke it, get it going. That's why we say, let's talk about meditation. Before I go into that, do we have any more emails there, sir?
No, we do not.
Excellent. Okay, so as we're going down, we talked a lot today about watching what you say and how to build your strength and becoming who you are. I will always just remind you that some days it's not going to be bright, sunny, and big, bright, and sunny. It's not going to be that way some days, but you can't allow that mood of that day to dictate the rest of your existence. So should it be when you've heard something negative about yourself, or you've seen something bad that's happening out there? Don't dwell on it. You can't let it be the catalyst of everything else from here on in. Don't dwell on it. Let it go. Let it be free. It is what it is. It is passing. You can't control it as easy as it can't really control you unless you allow yourself to dive into it. Wake up. Wake up. And on a short note, when we talk about, and I've been saying this throughout, you know, the program, we talk about meditation and how to get yourself on the great path. We talk about not allowing your own self to be the cause as to why you're not flourishing in life. You are standing in your way. I've heard that maybe for about 20 years now, and I never understood what it meant. And it's just, and then, you know, eventually it dawned on me as to what that phrase means, that you are standing in your own way. And it simply means that when you didn't accomplish what you could have accomplished, you were the cause of not allowing yourself to accomplish. Step out of the way and let what's going to happen, happen. The view that you're looking outside your front door, your windows, and the goal that you see out there that you want, the instructions to it and the methods is within you. It's in your house. Turn around, take a good look at it. You just have to wake up to the ability, to the acknowledgement of the abilities to create all things by thoughts by thoughts. And because you've been going for such a long time and haven't done it, don't think you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and your life has been revolutionized. Well, it has, but not to the maximum amount that you hopefully seek. So my point in what I'm saying is that it does take one step. You've heard this, the phrase, a journey of 1,000 steps begins with the first one, and then you'll get there. You need to know it's there. Be very specific as to what you're looking for. And remember, always be mindful of what you ask for, because you're going to get it. You are going to get it. So be mindful of it and be prepared to deal with it and learn how to live with that decision that you're making for yourself. One of the things I hear all the time about people say, and in a lot of the emails we've gotten, they talk about money. And yeah, I want more money. And I don't know if a lot of them understand that money comes with its own energy and a lot of new friends and a lot of worries. And of course, it comes with the danger. How much money are you referring to? It does have its own energy. And when it does show up, it will influence your life in such a way you might lose the friends that are with you, or you may gain new friends, or you may be wanting to experience this and wanting to experience that, which may interrupt your status quo. So it does have its own energy. And I always say, be very careful of what you hope for, because you will get it. Instead of wanting or asking for the money, what about if you ask for the strength to get you to get that own money on your own? So instead of asking for the money, you ask for strength, big shoulders to carry the load. In the midst of that being developed, the money will come and you'll know how to manage it. And I don't necessarily mean in the physical sense. But to say, send me money, first of all, the spiritual guidance on the other side don't even know what you're saying. You know, you can make a gesture, rub your fingers together, you know, write a note. But all of that is putting effort into you creating your own wealth. The focus should be trying to find out who you are. Work on that. And your great health, and I've said this in the past, that your most valuable currency is the time that you spend here. And some of us give up so much of that valuable asset to choose something materialistic. And that has always been a downfall for us. Wake up. Practice a little bit of time, a little bit at a time on your meditation. Practice putting yourself in a place where you could be quiet, sit still, spend some time with you. Listen, if I could say, get one thing in, one foot through the door today, please let it be spend some quality time with yourself all the time. And what you have to run out there and go do right now won't really matter as much as a little bit more time on this planet. And you've got the time you've got, you just have to learn to use it wisely. And if it's to chase something that's very materialistic, you may not get there or get to the end of the chase to enjoy it. Wake up. So we encourage you to practice your meditation, allow yourself to open the jar of the closed-net package that you've become, and expose yourself to all that there is in the universe. You're now connected to the spiritual existence that created your path for you, which was involved with your own thinking. You are your higher self. We encourage you to try to get and find out where that is. Tap into it. This is what I refer to as home. We thank you very much for being a part of our show today. Thank you for participating. Everything is fantastic. Until we talk again next week, don't forget this show is being repeated on Thursday night at 10 o'clock at the same place at 10 p.m. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. And to everybody who's home, let's stay there and let's connect to a spiritual existence. Until we talk again, you have a blessed, happy week. Namaste.
for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.